Congressman, first off, tell me about the decision to run for the Senate. Why now?
Well, Fred, first, it's great to be with you on the air today. And last week, we heard an announcement from Senator Tom Udall, who made it clear that he would not be running for re-election for the U.S. Senate seat. And so upon that announcement, I sat down with my family and with supporters, and it was really humbling with all of the incoming calls and emails, text messages, and social media activity encouraging me to take a look at this. And ultimately, we made a decision to evaluate how best could we represent the people of New Mexico and where could we make the greatest difference. And after having that serious conversation, we, myself and my family and supporters made the decision that I would run for the U.S. Senate, and I'm making that announcement today. So that way we can continue our advocacy for the good people of New Mexico and all of this strong legislation that we'll be passing out of the U.S. House now that we are back in the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives after I led that effort during the last 2 years. I'm concerned that Mitch McConnell is not taking any of these pieces of legislation up. As a matter of fact, Mitch McConnell just announced recently that it's his priority to repeal the Affordable Care Act. So here they go again, trying to strip away health care from hundreds of thousands of New Mexicans and just being obstructionists. So we need to flip the Senate, and we can't do that without keeping New Mexico blue. And so that's ultimately why I am running for the U.S. Senate seat, because I think that I'll be able to be the champion in the way of Tom Udall and Dennis Chavez and Senator Bingaman have been for the state of New Mexico.
I'm glad you mentioned health care, Congressman. As you know, it's shaping up to be a major issue. Once again, both Senators Udall and Heinrich have gotten behind Senator Bernie Sanders' advocacy for a Medicare for All plan. Where do you stand on this?
Yeah, so I was a co-sponsor of Medicare for All when I was first elected to the Congress under Congressman Conyers in the House back in 2009 and 10. And I've been working with our colleagues now that we have been advancing an agenda to be able to lower costs for the American people, make sure that no matter where you live, no matter your area code, that you can access high quality care, and no matter how much money you make, that you can see your doctor. And we have several proposals like Senator Sanders' Medicare for All legislation. I have been working with Senator Brian Schott out of Hawaii with our state public option legislation, which actually passed the New Mexico House of Representatives, a state version of it, to establish a public option to allow people to buy into Medicaid as well. And you contrast our ideas with Medicaid public option buy-in, with Senator Sanders' Medicare for All, with those of us in the House, our Democratic colleagues that are working to strengthen the Affordable Care Act. You contrast that with our Republican colleagues who are just intent on repealing the Affordable Care Act, eliminating all federal funding for Medicaid, and as President Trump's budget laid out, dramatically cutting Medicare. So again, I'm very proud of where my Democratic colleagues are on this issue and the robust debate that we're having across the country. Healthcare will be front and center over the next 2 years for this important election, not just for this Senate seat, but also for the presidency of the United States.
Okay. Environment, also a very big issue, I know, for you and for many other Democrats. Your colleague in the House, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, made quite a splash with a resolution for a Green New Deal. What do you make of the resolution? And aside from the resolution, the general idea of a need to fight climate change?
So Alexandria and Ed both, so Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey, who is one of my former colleagues, have brought the attention that the climate crisis deserves with the introduction of the resolution. There are very important goals that have been laid out in the resolution associated with reducing pollution, developing generation across America when it comes to renewable energy. This is something that is very personal to me as well, Fred. From the time that I served on the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission, I worked with the governor, Governor Richardson, as well as the legislature. During that time, my father served as Speaker of the House. And we moved very aggressive legislation to increase the amount of renewable energy that New Mexico would be producing. We also moved legislation to strengthen energy efficiency in New Mexico, as well as building standards, and moved legislation that would establish net metering thresholds to encourage more people to produce power from their rooftops with solar panels as well. Myself and Jason Marks, one of my colleagues that served on the commission at the time, we were frustrated that there was no activity coming from the federal delegation at the time because of George W. Bush, position on inaction on climate change and renewables. So we worked with Western states at the time, and we established our framework to address climate change so we could move about this policy. Senator Udall then introduced the National Renewable Electricity Standard legislation, which I now carry in the House and Tom carries in the Senate. And we've also advocated for the importance of protecting our public lands, our water and our streams. The Land Water Conservation Fund that Senator Udall led the effort in getting adopted into law recently with the deal to keep the government open. So this is something that we must do. Climate crisis is real. Climate change is happening. It is man-made. And it's something that I take seriously, especially with my post to the Select Committee on Climate Crisis, as well as my responsibility on the Energy and Commerce Committee.
Okay. Well, finally, Congressman, it appears that Congress will get the Mueller report with redactions this month. And regardless of the question of collusion, some are speaking against Attorney General Barr's conclusion that obstruction did not occur, especially when President Trump, in an NBC interview, attributed the firing of former Attorney General James Comey to the Russia investigation on tape on national television. Well, what do you make of all this?
Well, Fred, first off, I completely disagree with Attorney General Barr that the report should be made available only through redaction. This report should be made free and clear to the American people. As a matter of fact, over the last 2 weeks, the Congress, led by Jerry Nadler, passed a resolution 420-0 to make this report public, not just to Congress, but to the American people. So I am very concerned when we hear that this political appointee from the Trump administration is attempting to redact the report and delay its availability to the American people. But it's clear, based on what we do know, that the special counsel was not as complimentary as the Attorney General would like us to believe in this report. It's why we need to read it. It's why we need it to be made available to the American people, and it's why we need to follow these facts with where they will lead us, in addition to the other investigations that are currently taking place, namely in the House Intelligence Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and the House Financial Services Committee.
Okay, very important information, and we will look for more as it becomes available. Congressman Ben Ray Lujan, he is running for the U.S. Senate in New Mexico. We look forward to seeing you in person the next time you're in Las Cruces.
Look forward to seeing you down in Las Cruces, and especially getting a chance to visit with all the students at New Mexico State as well. Thank you for all the work that you do day in and day out, Fred, to keep the community informed.
Thank you so much, Congressman. Have a great day.
You as well. Take care.